What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll be listening to an hour of classic Naptown soul ballads connected to the Avenue scene. R&B music has gone through many changes over the years, from doo-wop to disco. But through it all, the soul ballad has remained a timeless form of musical expression. Indianapolis has produced a large catalog of classic soul ballads. In fact, the Naptown scene produced one of the masters of the slow jam, Kenny Babyface Edmonds. Babyface was inspired by the great Avenue soul singers who came before him, and many of his early collaborators were veterans of the Avenue scene. Babyface came to prominence in the 1970s as a member of the funk band Manchild. We'll start this week's show with Especially For You, a classic soul ballad recorded by Manchild in 1977. Especially For You was written and sung by the late Chuckie Bush. Chuckie's mother was Aretta Lamour, a famous Indiana Avenue nightclub singer. This is Manchild with Especially For You.
We sing a song.
That was Manchild with Especially For You. On this week's show, we're listening to classic Naptown soul ballads. The Vanguards were one of the most important and influential Naptown soul groups of the 20th century. Their debut single, Somebody Please, became a national hit in 1969. And over 50 years after its release, Somebody Please continues to attract new fans. This is the Vanguards with Somebody Please.
Somebody please.
We just heard the Vanguards with Somebody Please. That song was written by James Davis, the Vanguards' lead singer. Davis also composed a classic soul ballad for the Pearls titled Can I Call You Baby? The Pearls were a popular Naptown group that featured Pam Tanner on lead vocals. From 1970, this is the Pearls with Can I Call You Baby? Released by Lamp Records.
Yeah.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're listening to an hour of classic Neptown slow jams. And up next, we'll hear a track from Jimmy Guilford, one of the greatest living legends of the Neptown soul music scene. From 1965, this is Jimmy Guilford with I Wanna Be Your Baby.
Can't get over you, and I wanna be your baby.
I wanna be your baby.
Hey, I wanna be your
I
baby.
I wanna be your baby.
Oh, yes, I do, baby. I know now I'm not guilty of a lot of but if you'll forgive me, I'd make it all so plain that I wanna be your baby.
I wanna be your baby.
The soul ballad has its roots in the doo-wop music scene of the 1950s. Indiana Avenue produced one of the great doo-wop groups of that era, The Counts. And up next, we'll hear a classic track by The Counts. Released by Dot Records in 1955, this is The Counts with From This Day On.
From this day on, I will always love you. From this day on.
That was the famous Neptown doo-wop group, The Counts. And up next, we'll hear a track from the vocalist Lois Blaine. Lois was active on the Avenue scene during the 1960s, performing at clubs like the Pink Poodle. From 1966, this is Lois Blaine with It's Over. Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more classic Neptown soul ballads after this short break.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
On this week's show, we're listening to an hour of classic Neptown soul ballads connected to the Avenue scene. Indianapolis has produced a large catalog of classic soul ballads, including several classic cuts by the Vanguards. Up next, we'll listen to the Vanguards' 1970 hit, It's Too Late for Love, released by Lamp Records. But first, let's listen to a pair of vintage interview clips WFYI's Kyle Long recorded with the song's composer, Tony Black, the Vanguards' lead vocalist, James Davis, and Lamp Records founder Herb Miller. Tony Black recalled auditioning It's Too Late for Love for the Vanguards at the Blue Eagle, a popular Indiana Avenue nightclub.
I went in and sat down to the arc and started with a little bit of a cue to go ahead with the lead singer. And I sat down and played It's Too Late for Love. And next thing, after I finished, I heard one of the bass vocalists in the group. He said, "That sounds like."
He didn't like the song.
No, he And so I thought, you know, that was kind of disappointing to me. Maybe that was a letdown, you know. So I went home kind of in a funk, just kind of I said, well, maybe I don't have any kind of a songwriting skills.
Tony left the audition feeling like a failure. But the Vanguard's lead vocalist, James Davis, heard the potential in Tony's song. In 2017, WFYI's Kyle Long spoke to James Davis and Lamp Records founder Herb Miller. James Davis shared his memories of hearing It's Too Late for Love for the very first time.
So your next hit was It's Too Late for Love, which you had the distribution on, and that was able to do even better on the charts, right?
Oh,
that cracked the top 40. Yeah. I think it went to 33, and it was on the chart for 9 weeks, the National Billboard chart. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you talk about the rise of that record? And it was 1970, right, I think. Is that right?
I remember when Tony Black, mm-hmm. and you sent us over to Blue Eagle just to hear this little cute little Anthony. He was a good looking little guy, and I went to high school with him.
Okay, yeah.
But he was always a real quiet little fellow. So when you sent me over there, and I sat next to him on the piano, he played this song, "It's Too Late for Love," mm-hmm. and so soon as I heard "It's Too Late for Love," how he was doing it, I said, I caught on to how he was trying to present it. Mm-hmm. And I did it all just exactly word for word as he wrote it. And after that, I brought in Big Von again, as usual, because mm-hmm. by that time, we was definitely a powerhouse. And that's how we did it.
Because, see, Anthony Black had the last Atlantic release.
Okay, that record with Revolution, right. Compared to what?
Yeah. Right, that's when they wanted us to go bigger and better.
Yeah.
But their game plan was different than my game plan. So.
Anthony, I talked to Anthony about auditioning that song for the Vanguards, right? And he told me he went to the Blue Eagle. And he was very nervous to perform in front of you. And he sat down, and the whole group was there.
Yeah,
he played the song.
Soon as I tried to sing it, when he played it for me, the group had the background that quick.
Mm-hmm.
Bam! Because Elaine was so sharp,
right.
And she was singing the tenor part in the background.
Yeah, they put it together instantly.
Instantaneously.
The funny thing is he seemed like he had some insecurity about the whole enterprise. And the thing that he remembers is that Von Wheeler, after he finished playing it, said, "That sounds like shit."
Yeah. Big Von's opinion didn't mean much. Just drink your beer, Von, and do what I tell you.
But you right away heard the potential of the song to be...
Right away I heard it.
Yeah.
And the rest of the group heard it, too.
Yeah.
And little Anthony didn't know himself what he had just handed us.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it would do, but I knew that we had the song.
Mm-hmm.
From 1970, this is the Vanguards with It's Too Late for Love.
It's too late for love. Chance for me. Surely somehow, some way must be.
You were such a fool,
but I'll be around to wait and see. Oh, it seems late, too late for love.
That was the Vanguards with It's Too Late for Love, released by Lamp Records. On this week's show, we're listening to classic Neptown soul ballads. My own group, The Words of Wisdom, specialized in performing soul ballads. And up next, we'll listen to our 1973 single for Lamp Records, titled "You Made Me Everything."
Oh, baby, then again I go down. I go down on my
We just heard You Made Me Everything, recorded in 1973 by my group, The Words of Wisdom. That song was written for us by my old friend, Charles Moose Amos, a talented musician and songwriter. Up next, we'll hear a song Moose recorded as a member of the Naptown group, Care Package. Care Package was led by the former Vanguard's guitarist, Cadillac Paul Urban. From 1973, this is Care Package with Storm.
It's getting quite lonely.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
On this week's show, we're listening to classic Naptown slow jams. Up next, we'll hear a track from the Soul Perfections, an Indianapolis group that found success as the backup band for Betty White. From 1973, this is the Soul Perfections with Love Storm.
Like it's gonna rain again. I can see it, baby, in these tears in my eyes. 'Cause you were my love, and I tried my best to be your lover. But you left me, baby, and you took me by surprise.
The Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign are known for their hard-hitting funk jams, but the group were equally skilled at playing ballads. In fact, we've already heard two songs on this week's show that featured instrumental backing from the band. In 1975, Ebony Rhythm scored a national hit with a slow jam titled How's Your Wife and My Child? Let's listen.
My child, oh yeah. Are you treating them well?
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
On this week's show, we're listening to classic Naptown soul ballads. And up next, we have a powerful slow jam from the Turner Brothers. The Turner Brothers were based in Anderson, Indiana, but they performed often on Indiana Avenue during the 1960s. From 1974, this is the Turner Brothers with Let's Go Fishing.
Oh no, oh yeah. Come on! Let's go fishing, baby, in the park. Let's go fishing, baby, when it gets dark. Leave all your friends behind, and I'll leave all of mine. We'll get together, girl, and have a good time.
We have time for one more classic Naptown soul ballad. The Hamilton Movement featured several musicians who came up on the avenue. The group is best known for their up-tempo funk jams like She's Gone. But we'll listen to their heavy soul ballad, Love Man, a local hit in Indianapolis in 1977.
Man, that's what I long to be. Your love, man, will love you, see.
We hope you have enjoyed this mix of classic Naptown slow jams, and we thank you for tuning in. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.